98 FM.
Oh, yes, and it's 1, 2, 3 with me, Bob Simpson. Christmas, of course, still about 3.5 weeks away, but I know we're all thinking about it. And it's all happening in Billericay on Sunday. It's Billericay Christmas Market. It's Billericay's biggest free community event. And joining me now to tell us all about it is Yvonne Kint from the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello, Bob.
Nice to see you again. I should say welcome back, of course, because you were here last July with Nick Sillito when you were just about to hold the Billericay Summerfest. How did that one go?
Oh, we had a brilliant day, Bob. The weather was a bit mixed, but it really didn't keep people away. It was sort of capacity crowd.
Yeah.
And everywhere I looked, people were having a great time.
Yes, yeah. Well, I enjoyed it.
Good,
I went
you?
Along.
Yeah,
yeah, it
great.
Was very nice. And that day raised almost £5,000 for Rotarian charities. And now it's almost time for the next big event, the Billericay Christmas Market on Sunday. Nick's not with you today. What's Nick up to?
Well, a very busy man. He's about to become district governor, so he is here and there and everywhere, just having training, meeting with people, so he just couldn't make it
today.
I
know he's a very busy
very
man.
Busy,
so
yeah.
Anyway, big shout out to Nick, and hope everything goes well on Sunday. So, Billericay Christmas Market. Now, I went for the first time last year, and it's a massive event. Was it always like that, and when did it first start?
Well, no, it started, so I'm told, about 18 years ago, which was long before my time, but it started as a small event on a Wednesday evening, I think, after the shops had closed. There were a few stalls, but each year it just became more and more popular. They decided to close off the high street that Wednesday evening. And then I think about 7 years ago, it was decided to actually move it to a Sunday and close the whole of the high street off. And it's just grown every year so that we've become almost iconic, someone has told me.
Well, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, I guess you must have people travelling in from all over Essex.
Well,
because,
yeah, yes. Go on, sorry. Well, just all over the country, really. And I was surprised to receive an email about 6 weeks ago from a company, I won't name them at the moment, but they included us on their website as one of the 13 best Christmas markets in the country.
Wow.
And obviously we can vote for those. If you go on the website, we can vote. But, you know, you never know, if we get enough votes, we might end up being the best Christmas market.
I honestly wouldn't be surprised.
Well,
as
it'd
I
be
say,
nice.
It was the first time I went last year, and I was absolutely amazed at the size of the crowds. And the high street crammed with entertainment, food and stalls selling all sorts of goodies. Seems to be very well organised, but it's a huge event, as we've said. Does it take a lot of work?
Oh, you could say that, Bob.
Silly
yes.
question, really, isn't it? Yeah. So give us an idea of the kind of things you have to do to prepare for an event like this.
Well, really, we start organising for next year's event almost as soon as this one finishes.
Right.
But there's a lot of publicity, advertising. We have to process applications from stall holders, and that's a very time-consuming process, because there will be about 170 stalls there,
really,
as well as the local shops, that most of the local shops that'll be open. So lots of different branches to deal with. The operations team have to organise toilets and stages, so it is a huge undertaking.
And what about on the day? I mean, I'm sure you probably exclusively reliant on volunteers. So what sort of things do your volunteers do to prepare?
Well, first thing in the morning, we have to marshal the stall holders, because they, of course, arrive. We have to make sure they can access the area where their stall is going to be, but then park their car so that other stall holders can access the high street. So there's a lot of work very early on. We have to put up the stalls for the stall holders. There's a lot of signage that goes on beforehand. And, you know, this is all down to the backroom boys that are out at 3 o'clock in the morning doing this sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
And it's all volunteers,
It's a long day for some of them.
A very long day, yes, indeed.
So do you know how many people visited the market last year?
Well, we don't actually do a count, but we think around 20,000 people, which is a huge number.
That is amazing.
Yes.
And the big news this year is that you've recently had a £10,000 lottery grant. What's that money going to be used for?
Well, this is what the big lottery fund call this a Celebrate fund, and it's allocated to clubs and associations that actually put on events for the community. So it's a kind of community grant.
Okay.
So as far as we're concerned, we've allocated it to use for the expenses that we incur in putting on the event. Right. And for instance, this year, because of the grant, we've been able to afford a skating rink, which is really exciting.
Fantastic.
And snow machines. Yeah. So all of these things will go to add to the Christmassy atmosphere and enhance the event for the community, right, for the Billericay
so
community.
So I'll be able to skate through the snow on Sunday.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Right, I've got to have a go at that. So tell us about this year's market, Yvonne. What's going on? What sort of programme of events have you got?
Well, it kicks off at about 11 o'clock with Santa's parade, and that's a big event because it's Santa's sleigh, which that's organised by Brentwood Rotary.
Okay.
And they're followed on by a pipe band, by our local dancers, by characters. There'll be lots of characters around, so people should keep an eye open for those.
Right.
And then a whole series of events throughout the day. We've got Punch and Judy in the reading rooms.
Yep.
That goes on every half hour or so. Two stages of entertainment, and we'll see, amongst other things, the Brentwood-based Cockney Treble, which we know very well. They're very good.
Yeah, they were at Summerfest, weren't
yes,
they, I think?
They were. They're regulars, as far as we're concerned.
Good.
We've got Kiddies Fairground, donkey rides, classic cars. A town crier will be there to sort of lead Santa's parade.
Would that be a certain Mr. Jim Shrub?
I think it might be, yes, indeed.
I thought it might, yeah, okay.
And then Santa ends up in his grotto, which I believe is the day centre in Billericay, and there it'll be free entry and a free goodie bag for every child that goes there.
It's
so
fantastic.
I think that's quite good.
Absolutely
yes.
fantastic.
Yeah, yes.
And we should say that this is all free,
all
isn't it?
All free,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
indeed.
Incredible.
Yes.
And I hear a rumour there could be a flash mob about. Is that
one or five?
Oh, interesting.
yes. Oh. Yeah, no, that's proved very popular
so
in the past.
So at any time during the day, it could all happen.
Watch out, yes.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yes.
And it goes on till 5 p.m. when
that's
the market
right.
closes, doesn't it? Well, it sounds like an absolutely fabulous day. Now, the market is, of course, to raise money for local charities, but it is a free event, as we've just said. So how do you get income from the market, and what local good causes are supported?
Well, it started off as a community event, and I think to us that's as important as the fundraising. But, you know, by chance, we do happen to make quite a lot of money for our local charities. Basically, we make our money from collecting outside Waitrose, who are very good. They give us a lot of help. We sell programmes, and we're sponsored by local businesses such as Parabai Estates, Essex Auto Group, Burstead Golf Club, Paul Robinson Solicitors, Hallmark Homes, Ground Control, Fisher Jones Greenwood, Billericay Brewery, and right. these people are really, really loyal. They support us every year, and a good part of our income comes from that sponsorship, so we're very grateful to them. And then that allows us to be able to help local charities like BOSP, Brighter Opportunities, Thriftwood. That's a favourite charity of ours. Thriftwood will be there this year running a mulled wine stall, and we've pledged that all the money that they make, we will match.
Some of my money will be going there, I think. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. What other local organisations are involved in putting on this event? I know you're from the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower, and I guess you drive things through, but you do get assistance from other organisations,
We couldn't do it without them.
Yeah.
Billericay Rotary Club, Brentwood Rotary Club, of course, who are organising the whole Santa thing, which is a very important part of the day.
Yep.
Roundtable, they're very helpful, and the 41 Club.
Okay, very good. Well, I can thoroughly recommend a visit to the market. I really had a great time last year, and I'll be coming along again on Sunday. Give us some details, please, Yvonne. Obviously, we know it's Sunday, the location and the times again, just to remind people.
Well, it's the whole of the High Street because it's blocked off. You can't access it by car, but you'll be directed to parking. So it starts at 11 with Santa's parade, and then throughout the day, there'll be acts on the stage. We have Punch and Judy starting at 1 o'clock and then repeating every half hour or so. We've got Morris dancers again every half hour or so. And then about 5 o'clock it all starts to wind up, and we've got the business of clearing it all up again.
Fantastic. And of course you've got all the entertainment on the stages as well.
Yes,
there's probably local schools involved.
Yes, local dance clubs, local singers. So they're all local acts. artists. As I say, Cockney Treble will be there sort of leading the way.
Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for telling us all about it, Yvonne, and good luck on Sunday. I hope everything goes to plan. That's Yvonne Kint from the Rotary Club of Billericay Mayflower. Get along and enjoy Billericay Christmas Market on Sunday.